Okay, tonight's Maral addresses the construction of the menorah. The menorah was a very intricate and difficult keli vessel to construct. It had gvi'im, decorative cups, and kaftor v'ferach with knobs and flowers, and with the base and all of the arms of the menorah. And to make it very complicated, the Torah describes that it has to be miksha. It has to be hammered out of a single block of gold. It was so difficult, in fact, that Rashi comments that Moshe had great difficulty figuring out how to do it. And on the word of the pasuk that says, Miksha te'aseh ha-menorah, that out of one golden block it shall be made, in the passive form of it shall be made, Rashi says, me'eleha. It's going to be made on its own. Rashi says, Lefishaya Moshe miskashe. Moshe had such difficulty figuring out how he was going to do this. Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says to Moshe, hashlech es hakikar l'or. Throw the entire block of gold into fire. Vihi na'ases me'eleha. And then from out of the fire will emerge the menorah. It'll be made on its own. And therefore, it doesn't say teos, it doesn't say you shall make it, but that it shall be made. Because Rashi says from Chazal, from the Medrash, it was going to be made miraculously through Hashem's own actions by Moshe simply throwing it into a fire, because it was too difficult for Moshe to be able to do. So says Rashi in our Parsha. Maral is very bothered. There's another Medrash. It's actually the earlier version of the same Medrash, earlier in that Medrash, where the Medrash darshan's the language of Zemaaseh. The word zeh, this is the way that you're going to make the menorah. The word zeh always implies as if you're pointing to something. And the Medrash there says that Moshe had great difficulty, again, visualizing what the instructions were, how to build a Mishkan. So Hashem, the Medrash says, Hera HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'etzba. Hashem showed him a fiery image with his finger and said, like this. This, Moshe, is what it should look like. I know you can't visualize. You can't figure out how am I supposed to make this. It looks like this. So says the Medrash that Hashem showed Medrash. Not that he made it out of fire, he showed him an image of fire so that Moshe can start. Asks the Maral, I don't understand. If Hashem showed him a vision with like his finger and he pointed to it and said, it's like this, the implication is that Moshe was then able to start constructing it. Why else would he show him the vision if Moshe wasn't able to then be able to do so? But then why did he have to throw it into the fire? It sounds like Moshe wasn't able to do so. What's with all the different visualizations in which Hashem shows him with the fire, he throws it into a fire? Which one is it? How did he make this menorah? So the Maral says a fundamental idea, fascinating idea in terms of how things are done. Says the Maral, it was required that the menorah be a ma'ase adam. It had to be made through humankind, not just a ma'ase Hashem. He was mitzvah. He wanted everything in the Mishkan to be done through human hands. Now, in order for a human being to do something, he has to understand what he's doing. If you can't understand something, you can't possibly begin. Moshe had to understand it well. How could he begin to do it? So he gives him instructions. Moshe doesn't understand the thing. How am I supposed to do this? So he shows him a vision with his fingers, like this. Now you got it. You see the vision. You understand how it's supposed to go. Now you can begin working on it. Oh, now Moshe can begin. He has a vision. He begins working on it. And he realizes it's impossible. I can't do this. Hashem says, oh, now that you started, now that you understood what the goal was, you have the direction, you have the mission, what it's supposed to look like at the end of the day. Now, he says, Kasher Hischelaso says, you've begun, Gomer Hashem al Yodo. I'll finish, says Hashem to Moshe, that which you started. So you throw it into a fire, and I'll complete it. But you can't throw it into a fire if you don't start. If you don't start, if you don't put forth your efforts and energies, I can't do this on my own. You need to do this. You can't do it until you get started. Says the Maral, everything is like that. Kol hapu'ulos shebo'im milimala. Says the Maral, every action that happens down here, but that comes and emanates from above, every miraculous event, every idea, every concept that's filled with siyata d'shmaya, divine intervention and assistance, says the Maral, tzorich sheyase ha'odom limata. That action milimala, from above, requires action from mankind below. We have to start. We have to understand what the goal is, what the mission is, as best we can. Get started on it. We can't finish it. It's too much. It's beyond us. No problem, Hashem says, I'll finish it. But I can't finish it if you don't put forth the effort and get it started. Therefore, says the Maral, we have the two tiers of action over here. Moshe had to get started, but he couldn't even understand what he was supposed to do. So first Hashem shows him with a finger and says, Zeh, like this, I give you a vision of what it's supposed to be. Now that you have a vision of what it's supposed to look like, Moshe, you can get started. You're going to get started. Now you get stuck. You can't finish it. It's too much. Hashem says, oh, Now that you've already started, though, throw it into the fire, and I will finish it. And that is the method, he says, for all activities down below, in which we seek siyata deshmaya and divine assistance to succeed. We have to understand what it is that we're trying to accomplish, get started and do what we can, and Hashem will finish it for us after we begin the process.